We discussed in previous year the halacha maflik besfina v'holich b'shiyora b'shabbos. The Braisa tells us that in mafligin you're not allowed to go out on a boat on Shabbos unless it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, or if it is a tzorich mitzvah permitted even then. We discussed that there's various approaches in the Rishonim, what the background of the Isser is, and the main two approaches which we're going to go with is the approach of the Balamoy, who says you're allowed to go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because you are putting yourself into a matzav that you're likely to be Mechal Shabbos because of an oynes. The other approach was that you're going to feel seasick and you are going to take away your oynek Shabbos, and it takes about 3 days to settle down. So these are the two main approaches. We're going to be discussing more on those two. It's going to be brought in Seed Base, but these are the main two approaches discussed in the Rishonim, but there are other Rishonim as discussed in yesterday's year. Now the Ramah continues and says, "Aval kodem shloish yomim, but if it's more than 3 days, shoritz permitted. Afilu besfina, even with a boat. Shemosh chinoy solid behemos." The Ramah says that if it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, and we discussed in yesterday's year that there is two approaches. What exactly 3 days is Wednesday included or not? But either way, if it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to go out. Afilo even besfina with a boat shemosh chinoiso, which is pulled and pushed, which is pulled along ala de behemos with the animals. So imagine if there is a horses which are pulling along. I've seen that once. Horses that are pulling along a boat in a canal or a river, or it could even be on a sea. That if it's pulling along the boat, that will be permitted, and it doesn't make a difference the fact that it's for animals. The Mishnah Berurah says that the point of animals that the animals, you'd have thought that maybe it's also because it's pulled from animals, but here we're learning that it does make a difference. Even if the wood is not 10 tfachim down, nevertheless, it's okay. What's that about 10 tfachim? Mishnah Berurah Sifkoten Zayin explains, I would have thought the also that it's prohibited mishum tchumin because of the issa of tchumin. So we hear that it's not a problem. The reason is since it's more than three days before, so the issa tchumin doesn't apply. Okay, let's carry on. And even in places where the Yid will need, even if you know that there's going to be a Yid will need to be melocha for you on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's fine if it's more than 3 days prior to Shabbos. Now, Shulchan Aruch continues, and that's the concept which we saw in the Braisa already. But if it's a very short distance, such as from Tzoyer to Tzidon, that the distance between them is only one day's distance apart, so they are close by. Tzoyer to Tzidon is close by. Muta, it is permitted. You're allowed to go even on Friday morning. You've been allowed to go because it's one day's distance, and therefore you're going to be fine. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoten Tes tells us, now it says as follows, nevertheless, everything that is possible to do, everything they can do in order to avoid a potential chilat Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah tells us, you've got an obligation to try to ensure that there is no chilat Shabbos. You've got, even if you go in the permitted way, and really goes even further to the tzorich, even if you go to tzorich mitzvah, or you go more than 3 days before Shabbos, so you are allowed to go, but nevertheless, you've got an obligation to try to ensure as much as possible that there's no chilul Shabbos going to take place. Mr. Bosef Cotton, you tells us, Shemi Moshech Shov Shtaim Ayoim also, well, if the Mitzvah Tzidon, you're allowed to go, it's one day's journey, you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, you have to go in the morning, says the Mishnah Bosef Cotton Yud. Second white line, Imi Moshech Shor Shtaim, if it's going to be schlepping along and there's going to be a delay, an hour or two, also it's Imi Moshech Shor Shtaim Alayim also, to Leg Yelishom Kedim Shabbos. So you've got to make a realistic expectation, I'll get there on Shabbos. Mr. Wolf Kot Nudalev tells us Mibnesha Epsha Roitzaloima Ksheesh Ruach Toy Volkin Bio Mechot, when you've got a good weather conditions, you're gonna make it in one day. Lochen Chori Laloch Erev Shabbos, therefore you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, Lefisha Epsha Sheh Ruach Batoy, because probably potentially the weather conditions are gonna be fine, and therefore you're not gonna end up being Michal Shabbos. I find it very interesting over here that the Mishnebu's Nosach is the Epsha. You'll have to go on Friday morning. If it's going to be good weather conditions, the wind is going to blow the right direction, and it's going to be pleasant conditions, and therefore you're allowed to go. It's interesting that it says, it is possible, literal translation is that it's possible, it's likely. I would have thought that, what's going to be the halacha if it's likely but you're not confident? What's going to be the halacha if it's possible but not, but... chances are that it's not going to be fine. How likely does it need to be? So I would have thought that you need to ensure that under natural circumstances you'll be there on time for Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be, he said that even if it's efshar shiruchta, even if it is possible. Yeah. So it's a little bit of hell there. So the Shulchan Aruch said, "V'im u'derech mu'at, if it's a short distance, k'mo tzoy le'tzidon, she'ein b'neim ki'malach yom echot." Only takes one day. Mutal Aflik Be'erev Shabbos, you'll have to go be'boiker, you'll have to go on Friday morning, as we just learned. B'mnei she'ef she'egia shom k'edim Shabbos, because you're likely to end up there before Shabbos. And there are people who have a minik, or there is places who have a minik, that you don't go on Erev Shabbos at all, even if it's a short distance, in Mafligin, you don't go. There is a minik, some people are very makbid, I know that in previous generations this was a very common akbada. Nowadays, more recently, people are not so makbid anymore. Taka not to travel on Friday. I know that Rabbi Duna Zechon Levroch was makbid, even grandchildren's bris and grandchildren's bar mitzvahs. He wouldn't go on Friday from Manchester to London because he wouldn't travel b'shit on Friday from Manchester to London. This is akpodas that quite a lot of Yidden were makbid, and my grandfather Zechon Levroch was also very, very makbid on that. You don't travel on Friday if it's intercity. Whether it's by train or by car, you don't go from city to city on Erev Shabbos. Nowadays people are more lenient, and I wonder if it has to do with this diuk that we just spoke about Efsha, and how likely it is you are to get delayed, and how unlikely it is that you get delayed. But there's certainly a very praiseworthy minik not to travel on Erev Shabbos, and we've all heard plenty of horror stories of people getting stuck in the middle of nowhere on Shabbos, before Shabbos, and having to remain in the strangest places for Shabbos. And we're learning here that it's not complete onus, because you have an obligation on Erev Shabbos to see to it that you're going to be in a tranquil and arranged place for Shabbos. You've got an obligation on Erev Shabbos to see to it that Shabbos is going to be kept in a lechat chiladig way. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Hadein mafligin besfinne pochs mishlosh yomim. That we learned, that if it's more than 3 days, you are not allowed to go. in less than 3 days, you are allowed to go. That we learned. Hatam, the reason says Shulchan Aruch is Mishum Oinek Shabbos, because of the Oinek Shabbos element. Shekol Shloish Yomim, Arishoidim, the first 3 days of the week, the first 3 days of the journey, Yeishleim Tzar, there's agony, verbilbul, and unsettledness. First 3 days, you're going to feel seasick. This is only if you're going on the seas, on the salty seas. But if you're going in rivers, there's no unpleasantness. It's not uncomfortable. If the seawater is the one that affects you, the saltiness. If you're going in rivers, sweet water, there's not going to be a problem. If you're going on a river, which the seawater is not going to affect your, where the water is not going to affect your physical well-being, you'd have to go even on Friday. But then there might be another problem of the 10 tfachim, and then you're going to have a problem of tchumim. Also, but if you know that there is from the bottom of the boat to the ground of the river, there's less than 10 tfachim, also you're going to have a problem of is it tchumim. Shulchan Mishneh Berurah. So the problem of the tchumim is that when a person is not allowed to leave the tchum on Shabbos, and we're learning now here that it doesn't make it any better the fact you're in a boat. You are going to distance yourself 2,000 tefachim. You're leaving yourself, or potentially even more than that, which would be a deraisa. So there's a problem of tchumim in a boat, and this is applies in fact not only to boats, but in fact to any other traveling vehicle. If you are you may be leaving the tchum, and now the fact that the boat is close to 10 tfachim, that makes it much worse, because then it's really considered that you are leaving the you're as if you're walking out of the tchum. However, if there is more than 10 tfachim, as if there is, aber mokem shadu alana shemekaka sfina lekaka na pochsim bechasarot tfochim osu mishum isa tchumim. But if it is more than 10 tfochim, then there's a discussion as to whether there is an isa tchumim. It's a bit like in the avir. It's a bit like, it's a bit more distance, as machloikas. Mishneh Berurah also says there's a problem, but mokem tzerich, he says there is room for leniency under certain circumstances. But this is the concept of tchumim. Let's go back to the Rama. V'chein besfinish etzvarech ha'yisrael lo v'lidei melocha v'shabbos. So even a boat where you know that Yidin will have to do melochas for you on Shabbos, also lekanes v'shloish yom kodem ha'shabbos is also. So the fact that it's Yidin which are in charge of the sailors, that doesn't make it any better. If the Yiddish are sailors, it's still a problem. Still also. Also, even if it's rivers, and it's more than 10. Why is it also? If there is no tchumim, if there is Yiddish sailors, it's also. And even if it is more than 10 tfachim, which means that it's a little bit less of a tchumim shaila, it's still a problem. Why is that? So the answer is, it doesn't make a difference the fact that it's Yidin, as we just mentioned, because it's again masne keilu masne lechal etz Shabbos. If you're leaving within 3 days before Shabbos, you are likely to cause a chilul Shabbos. That's all Balamoya's point. You're likely to cause a chilul Shabbos, and the fact that that it's Yiddish sailors doesn't make it any better. Yeah, I just want to point out that Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Ches says the nice words, because he says kishiyot besoich hazman hazer kiulu masne lechal al avos Shabbos. Yeah. Now the The Ramon finishes off saying, there is no issa when animals pull it, on the river bank, if there's animals pulling it along the river bank, also, and that's not like a horse wagon. The meaning of the Rama over here is, as explained in Mishnah Brura, Sifkot Nudches, the ain issa b'mashe behem, zoy tzulem, ma'atim lo yo issa achem, if there is no other issa involved, kugoyin, such as binaharis, if it's rivers, hanoivois, if there's rivers, that we know that you're not going to get seasick, v'lemal ma'aso, and it's more than 10 tfochim, which again, is lesser a problem in terms of tchumim, v'gam lo yitzdarech ha'iso alasit malocha sham, and also, if you know that there's not going to be a yid, when you end up doing a malocha at all, he'en leso litza besfina, there's no problem per se, about going on a boat, eicha shebehemus moshcha is a sfina, if the animals are pulling along on the river bank, the boat which is in the river, you're going to say like, as if you're on a horse wagon. Normally, you're not allowed to go on a horse wagon on Shabbos, because of the chashash, you're going to end up pulling off branches. And he said, this issa does not apply when you're in a boat which is pulled along by animals. So that if there is no other issa, if there is other issa, of course, there's the ongoing problem of going in a boat before Shabbos, and there's the other problem of Tchumim. But if none of those issa would apply, the fact that you're in a boat which is pulled along, that itself is not also. Over there, we are concerned, if you're on a horse wagon, we are concerned you're going to pull off a branch and you're going to use it for the animal. Many here, the animals are far away, are distanced from the passenger, therefore you're allowed in 3 days. So he just says that to go on a boat like this, you've got the regular problems which we discussed, but besides that, don't tell me that if on a horse pulled wagon, don't tell me that there is an additional issa of horse riding on Shabbos. That issa doesn't apply. Okay. Shulch Aruch continues with Gimel. Hecha demutel haflik me'erev Shabbos. When you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, in the case you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, im nichnas besfinim Erev Shabbos, if you enter the boat on Friday, v'kona shvisa, and you're koina shvisa, hafal pish ma'aflegis b'Shabbos, although you are going out on Shabbos muta, it's permitted, v'ushal ayotzim asfina, this is if you didn't go out in boat me'esh from the time, shekona shvisa, when you were koina shvisa. So this is very much the halachas of Koine Shvisa that Mishnah Brura explains. If you're going on, let's see what Mishnah Brura says. Koine Shvisa means if cotton chof hainu shiyoshav sham kol ben hashmoshes hashitach. The way you're Koine Shvisa, you're acquiring the Shvisa is by being there the entire ben hashmoshes until it's nacht. If you did leave the boat at all when you on Ben Hashmoshes, then and afterwards, if you left the boat at all, then you have a problem. If you did leave also Likonis Baba Shabbos, you're not allowed to enter it back, because then you have a problem of entering a boat and as if you are being shot up near Maim. So, you're not allowed to enter a boat on Shabbos. But if you were there before Shabbos, and you were kind of shvisa there, that's fine. The house becomes his dwelling, his house. The boat becomes his house. And you have no problem of entering it on Shabbos. And therefore, if you're kind of shvisa, you're fine. You're allowed to enter the boat before Shabbos and staying there, and then it leaves on Shabbos. Continues the Rama. V'yesh oimrim, some say that filiotzim nasfinashoy, some amatir, and say, no, you're even allowed to leave the boat on Shabbos. If you were the ma'achshe konab or shvisa, ma'arev Shabbos, if you're koni shvisa there before Shabbos, in other words, you were there the entire ben hashmoshes, it's fine. Mutter, achkach likonis bobe Shabbos, but after you're allowed to go in and out of the boat on and then go out the boat and then leaving and then the boat can go out, that's fine. For Yeshua is in Kiddush Besfina, some would make Kiddush Tafkeb on the boat, so I'm happy that they have to ensure to make Kiddush boat on Shabbos before it leaves. V'achka chozim lebeisam, and afterwards they go back to the houses. V'donim shom, and they sleep there. V'lemocha on the following day, chozim lesfina, they go back to the boat lesfina. V'mafrik, and that's when the boat goes out. So some amakbit, in order to be mechazik the kunitiv na kunishvisa to a very high level, is that they will ensure to be ben hashmoshes in the boat, tell ensure to make kiddush there, and are supposed to eat there because of kiddush mokum suda. And then afterwards they go back home and they sleep at home, and only the following day they return to the boat, and that's when they go out. Some people tend to do that, and that's fine. Okay, so we covered in today's share the halachas of the mafrik b'sfina. We discussed again the problem of leaving on 3 days before Shabbos. The we learned that if it's a short place, it's short distance, it's fine. Some are makbid, but even if it's a short distance, will not go on Erev Shabbos. We learned about the problem of tchumim, and if it's more than 10 tfachim, it would potentially be okay. We learned that that the Sif Beis tells us that the whole reason why you're not allowed to go 3 days before Shabbos is because of Oinek Shabbos, and therefore if it is in a place where there is no salty water and you're not going to feel seasick, it's okay. But Lamai said this is not the full picture, because there is still a problem of causing Chilal Shabbos. So again, Shulchan Aruch just brings both stodim. He's not mati, he's not makel, just when there is no Oinek Shabbos, because there is still another problem involved. So if you're going on before 3 days, that would be okay. Or if it's Tzorech Mitzvah, would be okay. But in other words, the Shulchan Aruch takes both approaches, both Rishonim, into consideration. We also learned that it's potentially a problem of ten tfachim, of tchumim. That's only if it's ten tfachim from the bottom of the boat till the ground of the sea. If it's more than that, then there's not really a problem. We also learned that the problem of being of acquiring shvisa, we learned that for that you need to ensure to be the whole ben hashmoshes in the boat. You should ideally be there from there, not leave again. Ramad says that some amati, if they leave the boat again, and he brings even people that made kiddush and afterwards went back home and slept at home, and then returned to the boat on Shabbos, and he says, "Elim chos, you don't have to protest."